December 30. Defending liberty one hour at a time. Casting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, August 15th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, you know what? New York wins again. We win again. A new ranking by freedominthe50states.org website puts New York number 50 as the least free state to live in. So I guess we sort of win, but not really. They cite things like local tax burdens, rent control, expenditures on services like public welfare and public employee pensions as reasons why New York ranks so low. We're not free here. And that hasn't changed. We were number 50 in 2012 as well. So we keep the bar nice and low here, nice and low. So any improvement is, markable improvement. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, irrespective of the facts that have come to light, some rioters in Milwaukee continue to burn their city down. Will it stop, or will they take their anger out on the surrounding suburbs? Also, have these types of events become so commonplace in our country that the president won't even comment on them anymore? Or is it all part of a larger plan? In addition, today we'll talk about the polling data that mainstream media allows you to see and the polling data they don't allow you to see. We have both, along with my analysis and suggestion about what you should wear on election day. What could that be? What could that be? All that plus, I'll give you my famous Rhino Olympic recap for the weekend. That's become popular. I'll also tell you six things you didn't know about Southpaws, besides the fact they throw a nasty cutter. And is Jill Stein about to become a real thorn in Hillary Clinton's side? It seems like maybe she might be. We'll talk about that. But first, let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You got to check out the new website. Well, it's not new anymore, I guess. I updated a little bit. I did not get to the Rhino Book Club. The page is not there. I know, a collective heartbreak from everyone listening. I just got too busy this weekend, but I will get it up there. It will get up there. But there are two new articles up there by Tina and Robert. Gotta check them out. Gotta check them out. If you want to write for the show, you know how to do it. Send me your article, 400 words or better, if you could, to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you published on the site. You'll get a couple hundred hits a day. A couple hundred hits a day. Check out some of the old shows. Last Thursday, hashtag Their Life Mattered. Very popular show. Very popular show. And Friday's show, the weekend show, Hillary's Wall, that did very well this weekend. And you can find those on iTunes and TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. If there's a podcasting platform out there, that's where this show goes after it's live. We get it, and we put it on the podcast platforms. That way, you can listen to it at any time of the day. You can like it, you can poke it, you can favorite it. You can do whatever it is you do to a podcast in the privacy of your own home. You can do it to the show. We'll be back in a minute with more.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition. Monday edition, of the Rhino Report. We're a little loopy from the weekend. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Hope you had a good weekend. Me, pretty typical weekend for me. Just about everything goes wrong. Murphy's Law always seems to happen on the weekends for me. But that's okay. We get through it. We get through it here in New York. It has been about 125 degrees. It's humid. It's sticky. It's like walking into soup when you go outside. I know many of you have no sympathy for me, but I'm fat and hairy, so these things bother me. So we had the Olympics, right? I mean, I guess they're still going on. Anyone watching these things? Anyone watch it? The NBC is down like 45% in the ratings because these aren't really that, you know, it's not that exciting. I don't think it's that. I love the national stuff. I love when countries compete against each other. But let's do it in a real sport. Can we have like a World Cup of football? We have the Hockey World Cup coming up in September. Thank God for that. Thank God we can get a real sport, you know, going. And a month early, no doubt. They have the baseball, the World Classic every couple of years. I don't know. This Olympic stuff, it's all right, I guess. I mean, some of you guys are really into it. But the good news is, swimming is over. No more swimming, okay? No more... not drowning, because swimming is instinctual. It's what you do to try not to drown. Your body will automatically try to swim. Our bodies don't want to die, so they will try to swim. It's an instinctual thing. I don't think it's a sport. I really don't. But the bad news is track and field starts. So that's the bad news. And we get to see, and we get to pretend to care about how far someone can throw a stick. This is big stuff. We have to be concerned about this. And how far they can throw a rock. It's a heavy rock, but it's still throwing a rock. They were throwing rocks in Milwaukee all weekend. None of them were in the Olympics. So boring. It's like watching paint dry. Track and field. They built these stadiums, okay? They got these stadiums. Oh, by the way, the pool is still green. Diving pool is still green. Anyway, they built these stadiums for like 100,000 people, okay? Big stadiums. Tons of seating. There's like 15 people sitting there. There's not 100,000 people. They're all getting mugged. They can't make it. They're getting robbed. They're getting mugged. They can't make it. They could have had this thing at the Rio de Janeiro High School and put out some folding chairs because that would have accommodated all of the spectators that are going to watch this garbage. They're running around the gymnastics. I don't know. Where does this stuff come from? The pommel horse? The heck is a pommel horse? Who cares if you can spin around it? Now, you go down to maybe real pole dancing, not rhino pole dancing. Now, they spin around that. Now, that's a sport. That's a sport. Pretty boring. Pretty boring stuff. Let's see. They got, the track and field. They can run 100 meters in like 10 seconds. I'm not impressed. Do that with football pads on through the New York Giants defensive line. Now, I'm impressed. That impresses me. You can, and these guys are running. Okay, they have the lightest shoes. They have shoes that weigh like 2 ounces on their feet, and then they wear 15 pounds of gold chains. What's the point of having the super light shoes if you're going to weigh yourself down with precious metals? It makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. But that's my recap. This swimmer, I guess you guys know who he is, Ryan Lochte. He was robbed at gunpoint in Brazil. Go figure. There have been other reports of people getting robbed and mugged, athletes. I think there's like 8 different athletes from 6 different countries. There's some stat like that. You're not going to see it on NBC. NBC had to address this, though. It was all over the place. He was a U.S. athlete that was pulled out of a cab leaving the French house, France house, so whatever the heck it is. Robbed at gunpoint. He didn't want to get on the ground. He stood his ground. Then the guy put a gun to his head, and he said, whatever. And he got down, and they took his wallet and stuff. They thought they were being pulled over by undercover Rio police. Undercover Rio police. Nah, it was just a couple of hooligans in a Honda that pulled up beside them and said, get out of the car. Lochte, he swam in two events in Rio, 4 years to swim in two events. He swam a total of about 50 yards. 50 yards, 4 years of training. 4 years of training, what a hero. Listen, if you're watching this stuff, you're the only one. You are the only one. But I guess it's better than that handball thing. That handball thing is, I mean, it's really pretty dumb. It's really very dumb. Yeah, you couldn't block the goal with a school bus. A school bus couldn't block the goal, and they still can't throw it into this yawning, wide-open net. It's like lacrosse with no sticks. It's like hockey with no skates and no skill. I don't know. And all of a sudden, these expert announcers pop up. Oh, who's our resident handball expert? Let's tap him. Give him 2 hours of airtime. Our resident 10-meter air rifle expert. Terrible to watch, but hey, the pool's still green. Pool's still green. All right, that's the Olympic stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's talk about Milwaukee. I mean, that's the big news this weekend, right? And what surprised me, I was really surprised about this, and I'm not trying to make a joke of it, but nobody covered this thing. It was covered primarily on the internet, on Twitter, on Facebook. Very little coverage. Now, Fox and CNN and MSNBC, places we turn to because they tell us they are 24-hour news. They ended all of their original programming at like 6 p.m. They went to replays, and they broke in like every half an hour with like 4 minutes of a little bit of live coverage. That's not doing their job. That's not doing their job. I get it. These hosts are on vacation. They can't find somebody. Where's Shepard Smith? This guy's always around. I think he sleeps in the basement at the Fox News headquarters. Get somebody in there and do live. This is a big deal. We have another city burning. Another city burning, and again, for no reason. Some people think there's a reason. I understand. The Seville Smith got shot. Okay, he got shot, and right away, the Twitter people and the BLM people, right away, it was, well, you could have an open carry in Milwaukee. Well, there's a difference between open carry and pointing a gun at a cop. They are two very, very different things. But everybody on Twitter, all these BLM types and these big libs, oh, this is what you get when you have open carry. He had a carry permit. There is no permit in the world you can acquire that allows you to point a gun at a police officer. No permit. There's no permit for that. I am fairly confident in saying that. We've heard that he possibly raised the gun up, pointed at the cop. And then the rumor going around was he was shot in the back. Well, where have we heard that before? Maybe his hands were up. Did he yell, don't shoot? No, he was holding a weapon with a modified magazine. The police have said they were outgunned. This guy had more ammo on him than they had on them. This sounds like a justified shooting. I get it, a life was lost, and that is terrible. And that shouldn't happen on a regular basis. But when you point a gun at a police officer, you are choosing at that point in time to end your life. That's the choice you are making. This is not up for debate. But the news has to be better. The news has to be there. I know they want the sensational thing. But they need to inform people of what actually happened. Some of them get informed and they don't care. It's just a cop shot somebody who wasn't a cop, a black male, and they're going to riot. I understand that. There is that contingent. But the news has a duty to the public to inform them, especially the people living in the suburbs around Milwaukee who now may be under threat. And we'll talk about that when we come back, plus a lot more here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about what's going on in Milwaukee, what could be going on outside or around Milwaukee, or for that matter, around any major city in this country. It's very, very possible that the folks who support BLM, Black Lives Matter, that domestic terrorist group, that they start targeting other areas. Because since Ferguson, since Baltimore, and now Milwaukee, everybody has said, why are you burning down your own city? And now people are starting to pick up on the fact that maybe if they go 5 or 6 miles in any direction, they can find areas that, well, aren't theirs that they can burn down. And mainstream media, they failed us this weekend. Very little coverage of this. Now, I expect not to hear anything from our president. I expect he's going to stay mum. Maybe Seville Smith wouldn't look like his son. I don't know. He's out there playing golf on Martha's Vineyard, having a great time. Great time. Month-long vacation, lame duck president, lame president to begin with. He's not going to say anything. He's not going to address this. Because these are the people he invited to the White House. This is a group he, for lack of a better word, supports. He supports this. If he didn't support this, they wouldn't be getting invited to the White House. Very simple. Plain and simple. This is not complicated to figure out. But the news wasn't there to let the people in the surrounding areas know. In fact, some of the local news outlets that were there, they had to leave. They had to leave because they were feeling threatened. Very, very threatened. They were burning down buildings. They were shouting to kill white people. Give them beatdowns. This is all on video. I'm not making this stuff up. This is all on video. We've all seen these videos. Most of us have seen these videos. You had Sherelle Smith. Sherelle Smith is the sister of Seville Smith, the one who was shot by the police. She says, this is a quote, "You're burning down blank we need in our community. Take that blank to the suburbs. Burn that blank down. We need our blank. We need our weave." I don't know. But there's the call for it. There's the call for it. Where are the police with that? They need to be there on that. That is a threat. She is threatening arson. Where are they? I haven't heard of her arrest, have you? If you've heard of her arrest, call the show and tell me about it. I'm willing to hear about it. Haven't heard it. Haven't heard boo from the president out there playing golf. Now, looking at this Seville Smith, his social media feeds, now I get social media is a snapshot. People say things that maybe in the heat of the moment they regret later on, they delete it, whatever it is. You put pictures up or memes or whatever they're called. But there's plenty of pictures of this person holding weapons, rifles, modified handguns. He has a record. I mean, it's not a terrible record. Speeding, retail theft, possession of drugs. And in fact, he was a part of a witness intimidation investigation that they dropped the charges. It was a first degree recklessly endangering safety with a witness intimidation. That's what they're saying here. Those were dropped, and then the witness wound up corroborating his story anyway. And these conversations about this witness intimidation were caught on jail phones. They record the jail lines. He was talking to, I don't know, a sister or a girlfriend or something, and they caught the conversation. Apparently that's not good enough evidence in Milwaukee to charge somebody with. So we're not talking about a Boy Scout here. Doesn't mean that they should be shot needlessly. Definitely not. I would never in a million years condone that. But when you point a gun at a cop, you are taking your life in your hands. You are choosing at that point that you no longer want to be on this earth. That's a decision you're making. Now we heard that the officer that shot him was black. They think that will mitigate it somehow. What's interesting is when nobody knew the color of the officer, if you will, everybody said a black man was shot by a cop. That was all over the news. Once we learned that the cop was also an African-American, now it's just a cop shot somebody. It's funny how mainstream media tells you what they want you to hear. And this is not the first time. I'm not saying it is. I'm not breaking any new trail here. I understand that. But it's become more and more apparent over especially the last, let's say, 3 or 4 years. Very, very apparent. If you live in a suburb of a major city that has had problems in the past, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not telling you to move. You got to stand your ground. I get that. But you got to be ready. You got to be ready. When we come back, I want to talk about some more things that mainstream media is not telling you. And this involves polling data. Okay? They're showing you something, but there's something else going on over here that they don't want you to look at. And I have an idea that the Trump campaign knows this. We'll be back.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening on KLRNradio.com, K98talk.com, and live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio. So lots of places to listen in addition to the podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes and TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher. Lots of places to listen. I thank you for listening. You know what no one's talking about? No one is talking about Arshel Dennis. 19-year-old Arshel Dennis, he is the son of a Chicago police officer. He was gunned down this weekend in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago. He was studying to be a journalist. He was in school studying to be a journalist. By all accounts, a good kid. Trying to find his way in the world and go to school and do all sorts of responsible things. Well, he was killed. They're not saying if it was by gang violence, but south side of Chicago. Maybe we can assume. Maybe we can't assume. I don't know. But you don't hear about that. No one's burning down Chicago over the death of a police officer's son, who by all accounts was a good kid. Don't see that. But somebody who may have been a gang member, lots of pictures posted with him holding weapons, pointed a gun at a cop, and got shot. That is an issue. That's a big issue. There's not a whole lot of continuity with the message that BLM is trying to send. Not a lot of continuity there. But nobody in the position of power, in the position of authority, is speaking out about it. They're all afraid to offend that segment of the vote. They're afraid to do it. It's part of this PC culture. Can't say anything bad about it. Can't do that. Because we need that segment of the vote. It's unfortunate. But we're going to stay with this Milwaukee stuff probably for, who knows, a week? Could be more. I was looking on Drudge Report this weekend, and they had 1.7 billion hits last month. 1.7 billion. That's a lot. And then I was talking to some friends of mine from Red Nation Rising, that group, and they had 1.6 billion impressions. Red Nation Rising, the hashtag, of course, on Twitter and on Facebook. 1.6 billion. So we have over 3 billion hits and impressions on largely conservative social media and online platforms. That's a big number. So it got me to think. These polls that we're seeing, whether it be the Rasmussen poll that gives Hillary a 3-point advantage, a Reuters Ipsos poll that gives Hillary a 5-point advantage, a Bloomberg poll that gives Hillary a 6-point advantage. How is it possible? How is it possible that these websites and these hashtags and these movements are drawing so much attention, 3 and 4 times the population of this country? Yet someone like Donald Trump is trailing by a large majority. And by large, I mean plus 5 points outside of the margin of error in just about every single what mainstream media deems to be a credible poll. How is it possible? So I started digging around a little bit, and we talked about this very briefly on Friday's show, on the Weekend Report, about an ABC News Go poll. This was a live online poll, okay? Number one in the poll. Number one, Donald Trump, 70%. Number two, Jill Stein, 12%. Number three, Gary Johnson, 11%. And Hillary falls in at number four at 7%. ABC, a place that draws quite a few from the left to check out their content. So who do you think is voting? Plus, who makes up the plurality of those online? For the most part, millennials, who we've been told are not voting for Donald Trump. I don't think many people over the age of 65 are hanging out online voting on polls. Now, this is a large number. You're talking 70 to 7. I understand that's probably skewed a little bit. It's not weighted. It's not by geographic area. It's just who happens to sign on. So you have to be careful with online polls. But careful, like 10% careful. Let's turn to an NBC poll over the weekend I found. Again, digging around because the numbers don't make sense to me. I'm a numbers guy. The numbers don't add up for me. NBC live poll over the weekend. They held it on pollmaker.com. Donald Trump, 71%. Clinton, 20%. 18,362 votes for Donald Trump, 5,118 votes for Hillary Clinton. Less poll takers than this ABC poll. The ABC poll, I mean, this had like over 120,000 people vote here. Donald Trump had 86,000 votes in this poll, almost 87. Hillary had not even 9,000 votes in the ABC poll. All right, so maybe 2 one-offs? Okay. What about this WikiLeaks poll from July 28th? Trump at 50, Hillary at 22, Stein at 16, Johnson at 12. 117,000 votes. Isn't that interesting? I found it very interesting that Donald Trump has a very, very large lead in these polls that are not weighted and are not commissioned by mainstream media through SurveyMonkey, SurveyUSA, Ipsos. Non-commissioned polls. Have you heard on ABC? Have you heard them on ABC News bring this poll up? Have you heard NBC? Have you heard Lester Holt bring up this poll? No, I haven't heard it either. What we will hear, though, is that Donald Trump had 3 bad weeks. And he's getting clobbered in these commissioned polls. And I found it interesting, when you couple the amount of impressions that things like Red Nation Rising and Drudge Report. Very impressive numbers. And then you look at the rallies. Donald Trump's overflow room had 4,000 people in it. Hillary Clinton, she's got not even 100 people showing up. We're not being told something. Or we're just being flat out lied to. Maybe Donald Trump isn't changing his approach because it's actually working. Maybe they're seeing these numbers too. I want to talk more about this because this is very, very interesting. And what this may mean for Election Day and why we have to be very careful and wear something specific.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report this Monday. We're talking about these polls, and we're talking about the influence that things such as Drudge Report and Red Nation Rising and Red State and all these places have that seem to be working. Billions of impressions, billions of hits. But the polls aren't showing Donald Trump doing any better than he was, well, last week or the week before. In fact, worse in some instances. And we're pointing to a couple of online polls here. Again, grain of salt online polls, but a lot of these weighted polls are taken online too. It tells me they're throwing out sampling. They're throwing out sampling data. They have to be. There would never be this sort of difference. You're talking about a difference of 35, 40 points if they're not throwing away data. 70% ABC online poll, 71% NBC, 50% WikiLeaks. Crazy. Meanwhile, Rasmussen, Reuters, Bloomberg, Gravis, everybody. Nope. Donald Trump losing by 10 points. Losing by 10 points. That's all we could hear. He's not doing well. He's had a bad few weeks. Real clear average of Clinton at a plus 6.8. The Economist YouGov said he's down 7 points. Another NBC weighted poll says he's down 10 points. But you look at the rallies. Donald Trump is filling these large venues and then having overflow crowds. Big. His overflow crowds are twice, three times the size of Hillary Clinton's regular crowds. What are we not being told? And is Donald Trump right when he says there may be some shenanigans on Election Day? I'm starting to think that if mainstream media is willing to lie this much, maybe Donald Trump isn't wrong. There has to be a reason why he's not changing his approach. Because according to every poll we've seen, the approach isn't working, right? Mainstream media, CNN, NBC, NBC, Fox News, not working. You got to get more presidential. Maybe not. Maybe the numbers they're seeing are these numbers. The unweighted numbers. And maybe it's working. But going back to these rallies, Trump has thousands of people showing up. Hillary Clinton has dozens. Dozens. I heard this kicked around a little bit on social media over the weekend. And you know what? I'm a supporter of it. This is not my idea. I'm not going to take credit for it. But maybe it's important that we do it. There was an idea kicked around that if you are a Trump supporter, on Election Day, wear red. Wear a red t-shirt, red something. Don't go into the polling place with your Vote Trump shirt on because they'll kick you right out. But a red shirt. This election is going to be the most photographed election in history. They are going to show you the lines of people waiting to vote. They're going to have exit polls. But if you see lines and lines and seas of red, and it comes back that Hillary won, they're going to have to answer some questions. Going to have to. Is it a good idea? I don't know. Send me your input. Do you think it's a good idea to wear a red shirt, red sweatpants, whatever it is? Don't wear anything that's electioneering, because they'll kick you out. Send me your input. Let me know online, whether on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, or let me know via email if you don't want to do it publicly, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Is that a good idea? Some people say, oh, I can't wear red because the Crips are going to think I'm a Blood. That's the big thing around here. You don't wear red because they're going to think you're a Blood. Believe me, nobody is mistaking me for a Blood. It's not happening. But it does make some sense. It does make a little bit of sense. Seas and lines of red shirts. And then Hillary wins. I mean, we all know about Philadelphia. Voter intimidation by the new Black Panther Party. Charges dropped by the DOJ. 50 districts in Philadelphia. Mitt Romney didn't get one vote. One vote he didn't get? Interesting. Donald Trump may be onto something. Now, should he combat media at every single turn? Don't know. If they think that's working, then I trust that they believe that that's working and they're doing the right thing. I'm not sure. I don't think you're going to make friends with them. But maybe he lays off a little bit, talks about the economy and stuff. Don't know. This is very, very interesting. Because it seems like the political elite, forget Republican, forget Democrat, they will stop at nothing to stop Donald Trump. We've seen some Republicans now go and endorse Hillary Clinton. They will stop at nothing. Mainstream media will stop at nothing. Maybe he's not so paranoid. These numbers, I'm telling you, these are real numbers. Again, not weighted, not from any particular state. They could have all come from Texas. I don't know. ABC knows. They know, because they have all the IP information from the polls. NBC knows. They all know. But we're not seeing these numbers anywhere. Not seeing them anywhere. I encourage you to find these numbers, take a screenshot, and put them out there. People need to know. They need to know. In fact, what's interesting about this NBC poll, I tried to vote in it. I tried to vote on Sunday, I think it was. I voted for Trump, and it said error. I got an error message. I voted for Hillary, and it went through. So maybe there is something to it. Maybe there is. All right, guys. Interesting. Very, very interesting. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this Breitbart poll that I don't give a whole lot of credit to. And is Jill Stein going to be a thorn in Hillary Clinton's side? I think she might be. We'll be back here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Kanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Kaanapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Kaanapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Kaanapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the final segment here on the Rhino Report, this Monday edition. Hope you guys have a great week. I'm going to put that out there just early. Have a good week. I don't want to jinx anything, but have a good week. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a rainy one for a lot of people. All right, this Breitbart poll. This is a new thing Breitbart's doing. They did it with Gravis. Gravis, who they contracted to do it. This has Hillary Clinton with a 42, Trump with a 37, Johnson 9, Stein 3. Now, I use Breitbart for about 10% of the material that we do on this show. I think it's an okay website, and I'll retweet their stuff out once in a while. But I believe in the worst way Breitbart wants to be somewhat mainstream. Somewhat mainstream. If they had come out with a poll that showed these numbers flipped, okay, that showed Donald Trump at 42 and Hillary at 37, they would be considered the one-off. Nobody wants to be considered the one-off. Remember that. Because when you're the one-off, no one looks at you anymore. So everybody tries to, you know, play with their sampling. They get a little tricky just to get it into whatever the acceptable range is. And according to Real Clear Politics at this point, would be plus or minus Hillary, you know, about by 6 or 7 points. Everybody wants to get into that area. So we have 5 points, and people will say, oh, okay, well, it's Breitbart. They're conservative, so Trump's down 5. So they can get away with that. They could never in a million years get away with Trump plus 5. Couldn't get away with it. So you always take this stuff with a grain of salt. If you're the one-off, people won't contract you anymore. Okay? If you're Ipsos or Gravis or whoever the poll taker is, PPP, it doesn't matter, whoever conducts the poll. If you're the one-off, people stop contracting you. They don't commission you to the poll because you didn't give a good response. You gave a real response, perhaps, but not one that the outlet was looking for. Remember, the mainstream media networks, they want the poll to show, to back, really, what they're saying on the news. If they give you a ton of negative Trump stuff, and then they tell you that he's up by 10 points, it doesn't lend any credibility to their stories. So they commission these polls to lend credibility to their stories. Let's not get carried away with polls. We do them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they show trends. And number two, it's fodder. That's why we do them. We all love polls. Every show host is doing polls. I get that. But you have to take them all with a grain of salt. The only ones that are top, I'm telling you, is online polls. It's someone clicking a button, yes or no, and that's it. And they can't do it twice. It shuts the IP address down. I think they're more accurate than people may think. I really do. So 42 to Hillary, 37 to Trump in this Breitbart poll. 2,832 likely voters conducted on August 9th. Let's see. Obama got 93% of the black vote in 2012. Clinton has only 80% from the black vote in this poll. Trump has 11% of the black vote, which is almost double Romney from 2012. That's the big revelation in this poll. So, all right. That's, you know what? Forget it. Forget that poll. Jill Stein. Is Jill Stein going to be a thorn in Hillary Clinton's side? Now, if I'm a Trump super PAC, I am going to throw a lot of money at her and say, here, put your commercials out. Do your big rallies. Whatever you have to do. I throw money at her. Because she could do more damage to Hillary than Trump maybe could at this point. Maybe she could. She wants Hillary to be held accountable. Accountable after all this stuff. She should have to answer questions is what Jill Stein is saying. She said it on CNN. In fact, she's doing a town hall with CNN on August 17th at 9 p.m. That's a Wednesday night. That's a better time than we have for the presidential debates. She got a Wednesday. We got Sundays and Mondays. What? They couldn't hold it during the Super Bowl? 9 p.m., CNN, August 17th, Jill Stein. She could be more trouble to Hillary than Gary Johnson is to Trump. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had a great time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. Stay safe, please. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.